SASCU continues to help float water safety in the Shuswap with ongoing financial support for the new Royal Canadian Marine Search and Rescue, RCMSAR, floating base. A grand opening celebration marked the debut of the long-awaited building named RCMSAR Station 106 Rescue Base, floated by SASCU to acknowledge the collaboration. "We are officially mission-ready," said Bruce Weicker, president of the Shuswap Lifeboat Society that supports RCMSAR. "This milestone represents years of planning, fundraising, personal time, collaboration, and actual building. Thank you to everyone who has helped make this happen, including SASCU. Our relationship with SASCU goes back years, particularly with their support of one of the first Kids Don't Float life jacket kiosks in 2016, and we are pleased to have this new relationship going forward. With the Floated by SASCU name comes a 5-year commitment of financial support, with the potential to extend it after that period. The partnership helps recognize the impact the dedicated rescue volunteers have throughout the Shuswap. Congratulations to the Shuswap Lifeboat Society on this exceptional project that will help save lives," SASCU Board of Directors Chair Constance Liddell said. "It is so commendable how this group and many others persevered in making their vision a reality. Our support and partnership go beyond a name on the building. Our organizations share a love for the Shuswap and, each in our ways, strengthen the resiliency of the communities that touch our water's shores. The floating base, a purpose-built facility, will not only improve mission response times as the boats will be ready for use in all weather and seasons, but also protect the vessels and gear, and provide space for training and patient privacy. It also includes innovative features like solar panels, fish-sensitive decking and energy-efficient climate control." Prior to the grand opening, the facility was broken in a couple weeks ago when crews responded to their first mission from the new base.